You're listening to the HDB podcast, farming news and stories from across the UK. Hello, I'm Stuart Baxter and welcome to the latest HDB podcast. In this edition, we'll be looking at the launch of the new storage network, a new initiative introduced by Sutton Bridge Crop Storage Research, which will allow all HDB levy payers to benefit from one-to-one advice on potato storage. With the expected loss of chemical options, most notably CIPC, for the use on 2020 crop, there is due to be significant changes in the way potatoes are stored. I visited the recent Herefordshire Storage Day to see the launch of the new storage network and to catch up with Adrian Cunnington and Adrian Bridden from Sutton Bridge to get the latest on the future of sprout suppression. So I'm here today at Woodmonton Farm for the beginning of the Herefordshire Storage Day. Today we'll be having a bit of a tour around the stores to see what the future holds without CIPC and alternative sprout suppression. We'll also look at considerations for stores and see how things go moving forward.
Hi, my name's Tony Cowgill. I work for Ferro Science Limited as their business development manager.
And you've come a long way, obviously, today.
Well, I've come from North Cheshire, Warrington specifically. I've come here today to learn about what the future is post-CIPC and what we can actually do to mitigate the ongoing R&D and what we need to be developing and what technologies we need to use to actually ensure safe storage in the future.
I'm here at Hereford Storage Day with Adrian Cunnington and Adrian Bridden. So first of all, AC, what's the purpose of today?
The purpose today was to bring growers in the area up to speed on the current situation with sprout suppression, and also to introduce them to the concept of the HDB storage network, which we've launched today, to get more information out to growers and their businesses.
So what exactly is the storage network? What's the purpose of that?
Storage network is a way that we've devised to allow other agronomists and advisors around the country working on potatoes and who have some expertise in storage to act as proxies for the team at Sutton Bridge and basically be contact people who can do one-to-one consultations with growers and levy payers on their farms and try to address some of the issues that they will encounter as a result of the expected loss of CIPC.
So is it a free service? Is that what's going forward? Can people just apply for it?
Yes, it is a free service for levy payers. There are limitations on the number of visits you would get and where we can visit, but essentially it's a free consultation to allow growers and store managers to get up to speed with the latest that they need to know about their storage.
So what sort of advice can they expect on the back of that? Do we know what?
I think essentially they're going to be able to get an overview of the situation with regard to products, but more precisely a conversation about their individual storage arrangements, the setup of their stores, and a walk around basically of the site to establish what can be done best to improve or make the new options work going forward.
Okay. Excellent. Do you know where people can go to find that information if they need to?
The contact information for the HDB Storage Network is through Sutton Bridge, and the contact person is Emma Bates. Phone number is 01406 359 419.
I'll put all that information within the notes anyway.
The caption, yeah.
So, AB, there was a lot of discussion from you today with regards to CIPC and other sprout suppressants. I suppose a lot of people want to know where this future is going, but I mean, it's a very difficult time, isn't it, really?
Yeah, so at the moment, I'm afraid we don't have all that many answers. So we know there are issues with CIPC and we're still awaiting a decision on that. In all likelihood, that decision is going to go against CIPC, and that will leave us with relatively few alternative sprout suppressants. So at the moment, we've got ethylene and we've got spearmint oil available. We've got maleic hydrazide registered, but with question marks around how it can be used. And we're still waiting on the other product, DMN or 1,4-site, which is registered in Europe, but not yet registered in the UK. Obviously, when we lose the IPC, we need to make those decisions quickly as to what alternatives we're going to use.
So people can be sort of rest assured, I guess, really. There's a lot of work going on behind the scenes and at Sutton Bridge and in various other bins, so there's a lot of research going on. Is that fair to
Yeah,
say?
So we, yeah, a group of us were over in Holland and Germany in April, and we saw a few stores there, new stores, where they didn't want to contaminate the store with CIPC, and they were making do, well, more than making do, they were succeeding with good sprout control, both from using Biox M and DMN with a pre-treatment of maleic hydrazide. So yes, there are going to be options in the future, but we do need to make those decisions quite quickly once a decision is made on CIPC.
I guess this dormancy work at the strategic farms, that's all part of this, sort of part of the bigger picture, is that right?
Yeah, so there is, so the success of any sprout suppressant regime is pretty much determined by the variety. So varieties have a characteristic dormancy. If it's a long dormant variety, we can reduce our need for sprout suppressant and our costs by using a long dormant variety. And similarly, if we can bring the store temperature down, so varieties that have low temperature tolerance, if we can bring the temperature down, that also reduces sprouting pressure, and so we can make do with less sprout suppressant overall.
Okay, so sort of one final question really. Is there anything that, obviously you learn from going on these research trips and things, is there anything that's going on the continent that we could learn from ourselves? What, do you think there's things that we can take from?
Yes, I think the trips are actually really good. First of all, because we saw on a commercial scale sprout control succeeding with chemicals that we have available to us now. So that is good. We will have to change our store management in order to keep things affordable, as it were.
So I guess that's why the sort of the storage network is a timely thing, I guess, really.
Absolutely, yeah.
I then caught up with Dirk Garros of Restrain, who gave some information on the future of sprout suppressants with a look at the use of ethylene.
I'm from the Restrain company. My name is Dirk Garros. I am worldwide responsible for ethylene as a sprout suppressant on potatoes. We're here to discuss today for the replacement of CIPC, which ethylene definitely has a very good value for it. One of the good things about ethylene is it's a very cheap alternative compared to the pricing of CIPC, and it's very easy to apply. We have a system which is a generator which we place inside the store, and the ethylene will be made in situ, so in the store by the generator, and the raw material is called ethanol, so the ethanol will be transformed into the gas, ethylene gas, and it will be regulated by a sensor which we supply with the system, and throughout the whole season we maintain a very low concentration of ethylene gas, and the ethylene gas blocks the elongation in the potato sprout, which is comparing to the chemical is not blocking the elongation, but it's blocking the cell division, and that is opposite to what ethylene does. From the outside you don't see the difference, because it doesn't matter if you block the elongation or the cell division, there will not be a sprout growing. If you already have a sprout coming on the potato, then what you can see is a typical ethylene effect, is that the sprout will not grow in the length, but it will become a thicker sprout. So you see a little mushroom shape of, let's say, on the sprout, which is just a little bit of the different appearance to a sprout compared to a chemical. So the positive thing of this ethylene is that also, because you block the cell elongation, you have no risk of internal growth. That is impossible. So you, in some varieties where you have a risk of the sprout will grow internal, and that can even go up to 10% of losses in the processing of the potato from transforming into crisps or chips. This is not a risk with ethylene.
Okay, so does that vary on variety at all, or how does it work?
Ethylene works on all varieties, except that on processing we are always very cautious, because the fry color is the most important thing next to the sprout inhibiting. And what is important that we are slowly but surely developing for restrain the application on the certain processing varieties, that we are sure that the fry color is according to the standards after a few months of storing the potatoes. And so we do that together with the big processors, and we build up a whole portfolio, and sometimes we have to be honest and look in each other in the eye and say, okay, well, that variety we cannot do on ethylene. And in other varieties, we say, yeah, go for it.
Of course. So is this something that's used in the UK and on the continent already, is it?
We're one of the bigger processors in the country. We are already doing quite a few number of years. We have started with some trials, and but we are now going commercial. And especially now, after a few years, we see that there's a huge interest for going into ethylene. One of the big drivers is, of course, the economics. Mm-hmm. If you compare CIPC, which is the cheapest product, this is about per application £1. I heard this morning on the storage session of the HADB. We are, let's say, if you do a 1,000 ton store, mm-hmm. and you do three applications of CIPC, we are approximately on the same price level. So we are roughly above it, but let's say you are in the £3.25 per ton to the £3.50 per ton. A little bit subject to the leakage of the store, so you consume a little bit more ethanol, which is the raw material which we supply. And if you have a really a tight store, then it will be less consumption. So this is very, very much different to if you have any other alternative for CIPC, which is per application £3.50, and if you have to do four to even six applications, it means that we are four to six times cheaper to any alternative.
Thank you to everyone who contributed there. All of the information provided today can be found in the notes section of this podcast or by going to the Storage Hub, which can be found by going to ahdb.org.uk/storage hub. In the next episode, we'll be hearing from HDB Pork about the new muck-free truck campaign, which is urging pig producers, processors and hauliers to ensure livestock lorries are properly cleaned. The campaign has been launched in response to the threat posed by African swine fever and other diseases, so be sure to download that. Have a great week and thanks for listening.